Hello, Brother Cedric.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
You look a little bit sad, brother.
Yeah, they want me to go to the ceremony, but I don't want to go, because I'm a Christian. That's why I want to go.
Bible tell us not about spirit. Bible say, God said, worship only me, one God, no other God but me. Because God, when we ask him for hunting, for taka, he give us a taka. And we get happy because he answers our prayer when we pray to that God. But if we ask him, might be another wrong kind of spirit, we don't get nothing from that other. We don't get satisfied because we might get hungry. But God's Spirit makes us happy and strong. No matter if we only get a little bit taka, but we're strong.
Yeah, that's all right. But I've got a problem. What the Bible says about that?
Yeah, God knows all about his spirits because he can make them. And one become proud, you think even big boss, you want to be level with God, and a lot of other angels been follow him, they've been all go wrong way.
Oh, it's bad, right? They didn't want to go God's way.
Boss of that bad spirit, that's that Satan. He made Adam and Eve sin. He's God's enemy. And he is our enemy too today.
What kind of thing that the Satan do to us today?
Yes, the bad spirit. He's trying to make us feel frightened. He's still working hard amongst Christians. He's trying to make trouble for us and we can't think about God. He makes our mind up today. But we can go back to God and he will help us. Evil spirit make us feel frightened. But turn away. We know that because he does try to make us feel frightened. That's devil's trick all the time. We gotta be careful, we gotta ask God to help us.
That's why I ask people too frightened to do something.
Yeah, a lot of people still frightened today. Go to a certain place, they're frightened because that evil spirit might make him sick.
Yeah, a lot of people frightened of the spirit. But what can we do?
When God's Son, the Lord Jesus, will come to this earth, break that power, devil's power, that will make people go wrong. He cast out evil spirit from a lot of people. That evil spirit will go out of these people. We've been learned a lot and we've seen picture that people are free from that power of sin. And for us Christians today, we know that power, Jesus' power, is strong. Than that Satan's power, because that's where we are today. We feel free. And it's through Jesus we feel free.
That's good. Jesus is more powerful than Satan. But that can help us.
When Jesus comes into our life, he lives in us. Yeah, and that's where we get our power. Devil can't trick us anymore. Then we know that power is from the Lord Jesus.
Ah, that's good. It's not our strength. But God give us that strength in us.
Those people who belong to Satan, they don't know which way they're gone. They're blind. Devil make them blind, go wrong way.
A lot of those people still afraid of those things. They still don't like to go to that place again.
Yeah, Jesus' power is more stronger than that Satan's one. We don't have to go to witch doctor to get fixed up for sickness, because Lord Jesus' power is more stronger than an evil power. Because when we go to Lord Jesus for help, He will help us, make us strong. And we know that power is stronger than devil's power.
Is it good to be a Christian? God loves us and cares for us. What does the Bible say? What's going to happen to Satan and his mob?
God's going to punish them, evil spirit, and people who are following devil's way. He's going to send them to that place, that fire. He's going to punish them. People who are not following God's way today, they're going to be there too. In a time, judgment come.
That'd be really bad. But tell everyone about Lord Jesus. Thank you, brother, for all that help you've been giving me.